This is episode 143 of How to Human. In this episode, I want to talk about a quote that I just read from Jose Andres. It said, "Without empathy, nothing works." What does that mean? I talk a lot of times, negatively about emotion. That's when emotion is prioritized over logic. There's a balance between the two. Strict emotion and strict logic are both bad ideas. Empathy, a big characteristic of emotion, as I see it, is, well, one, let's define it. It's caring about someone else's experience, is how I define it. I describe empathy as, or emotion, as the humanity of life. Logic in and of itself does not care about humans. They're all data points. And they're just trying, the logic is just trying to make the world work. People be damned. And so it can be that there's a lot of suffering if you're just looking at things logically. To be the most efficient possible, there may be human casualties, and by casualties, I mean pain. So it's empathy and emotion that keep people happy. And happiness is important even in a logical system. Because if the numbers of unhappy people grow too large, it makes the system unstable. So it is actually logical to be empathetic. And for that reason, we need to think about the lower classes, the weak, the less capable, those with handicaps, those with disabilities, and make sure they're taken care of. Because it isn't just the people who are actually suffering, it's the people who care about those who are suffering that become a group that doesn't like a system that lets people suffer that much. And how much is it that people can suffer? Well, that's a really hard thing to say. And one could argue that this new time that we're in the 21st century, particularly with social media, that there is less tolerance for suffering than ever before. I think that's accurate. Per my Fourth Wave Feminism podcast, that is what's driven a lot of cancel culture and the anti-bullying ideas that are floating around, is that we don't want people in pain because we're now able to hear about their pain in much more graphic and easily accessible ways. And people are intolerant of it. So the extent to which people can see and hear pain, they want to alter the system that allows for such pain. So empathy matters. Empathy matters for creating a harmonious society where people are happy enough that they don't wish to overturn it. The danger is when empathy becomes coddling. When it no longer becomes as an empathetic response, I expect you to solve your own problems, because that is an empathetic response to say, this will allow you to become a fully fledged human that can solve his or her own problems. And instead, I will solve your problems for you because I don't want to see you in pain. So empathy is a phenomenal emotion and important. Incredibly important to keep people, to be aware of how people are living their lives and making sure that we make good choices in the course of creating a society that will work. But the worry is that we create a world where we are so worried about people suffering that we ease it at all costs. I've heard that we have a lot of wildfires in California because they created a policy where they wouldn't allow any fires to burn ever. Meaning, or the result of not letting any fires burn ever is that a lot of brush built up, things that allowed for fires to spark and grow larger. Sometimes little fires create gaps in the forest that make fires less likely to spread, big fires. There's a way that nature did it, that over time, over millions of years, made for the most efficient way of nature to heal itself isn't the right word, but to deal with the circumstances of life. The eventuality that there will be fires. And it found a balance. It found a balance of what is the right way for this forest to sometimes burn in the micro, but in the macro, survive. And just like that forest, people burn in the micro to get a better macro. And the macro is a human who has dealt with and overcome enough obstacles because the problems have not been solved for him or her, such that he or she can solve his or her own problems. A lot of gendered pronouns. So empathy is important. Jose Andres is right. But what he's missing is that empathy isn't the king of all things. It has a limit where it becomes counterproductive. Dave Messman, are you saying that people should suffer and nobody should help anybody? Of course not. I'm saying that a lion who is living in a reserve and is fed does not know how to hunt. But if there is nothing to hunt because all the zebras have been killed or their habitat is gone or whatever is happening, they do need to be fed or else they will die because they don't have any other options. We help people when they need it, but when they don't, we should be cautious. People need to learn to fish, not be given fish, if they are able to learn to fish. That is the end of this very short episode of How to Human. If you like this podcast, give it 5 stars. If you hated this episode or this podcast or Dave Messman as a whole, give it 5 stars. And if you have comments or death threats, please send those to howtohumancdt@gmail.com. And I will talk to you next time on How to Human.